Okay, Dave, so the game has been in production for about 8 years now. So can you just take us through what you guys have done and where you're at right now?
Absolutely. Well, for starters, the game hasn't actually been in production actively for that long, but we've been trying to make a game for that long, and we've had various ups and downs where we've been actively developing, and then there's been long periods, sometimes years, where we've stopped to raise money and all that kind of fun stuff. But essentially, you know, 8 years ago, roughly, WrestleMania 18 came out for GameCube. Everybody was expecting, a nice sequel to No Mercy, and the WrestleMania 18 game was really quite bad, and I was complaining and whining online like all wrestling games seem to do at one point or another, and someone said, if you think you can do better, why don't you make your own game? And I said, well, fine, I will, I'll try. And had no idea what I was going to be in for, man, because no experience in the video game industry whatsoever. So, I raised some money, I got some fans, supporting us, and, we got a prototype of the game done, and then we stopped, and we had to raise more money at the game studio to actually make the commercial final version of the game we wanted to make. And long story short, we got within a few months of finishing that game, and then we came to the realization that the game engine we had licensed to build our game on actually had been partially stolen from another game company. So after some nice, expensive meetings with lawyers, we were told that we could not use anything that we'd spent, hundreds of thousands of dollars developing, or we'd be sued if we went to market. So rather than tucking our tail between our legs and quitting, which was perfectly acceptable at that point, I simply hit the ground again, trying to get more money together to start again. And so for the last 3 years, we've rebooted the project and started again. And I'm proud to say that we're closer to finishing our game now than we ever were before. It feels like we're just, weeks away from finishing. But like I jokingly say to everyone, it feels like I've been weeks away from finishing for about the last year or so. So take that with a grain of salt. But we're happy where we are right now, and hopefully our first little game, Pro Wrestling X Uprising, will be out shortly.
Okay, so from the website, it appears that the game is going to be released on the PC. There's not a huge market for wrestling games on the PC. Is there any options to port that over to like the Xbox Live Arcade or the PlayStation 3 network or anything like that?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, originally, when we started this 8 years ago, there was no Xbox Live Arcade or anything. And really, for a small indie game company with no track record, no publisher, releasing a game independently on PC was our only option. I mean, there was no mobile market back then or anything. So initially, that was, we're kind of forced into that, making a PC game. But recently, we've been very fortunate that we made some smart decisions in the last 3 years, and we've built this wrestling game engine on top of our own code base that can be ported to Xbox Live Arcade, Android platforms, and what have you in the near future. So this first game comes out on PC. It's going to be kind of just testing the waters. Do people like the kind of gameplay we're doing? Things like that. And if it gets a positive response, maybe we will actually do well enough on PC that there's a viable market there that no one's tapped yet. Another scenario is maybe people really like what we're doing, but they'd rather play it on console, in which case I'm happy to say we have the option of maybe doing the next project on Live Arcade or something like that.
Okay, you mentioned early on that the problems with the WWE games, especially the last one on GameCube, kind of prompted this. Looking at some of the videos you guys have online, it definitely seems that you're influenced by those WCW games as well that were released on the Nintendo 64. What were the wrestling games that you guys played that you really enjoyed that are present in your title?
A lot of game developers drop the Aki name and No Mercy and, WCW, NWO Revenge a lot, and we will too, quite shamelessly. It's my absolute favorite wrestling game series, just for pure fun factor, are those old WCW and WWF games at the time, made by Aki. So that's definitely the style and feel that we're going for, and that game and those Nintendo 64s, they were always hooked up on our studios, so if anybody was wondering what a certain aspect of the game should feel like, they could pop that in and get a feel for how it should be, So fans of those games, I think, are going to be very happy. They're going to see that what we're doing is kind of like the, stepchild of those classic old games. It's not going to be, obviously, as polished and as deep and as good as, like, No Mercy, but I'm hoping that wrestling gamers are going to pick it up and say to themselves, wow, these guys get it. They actually know why those games were fun, and I can see how Pro Wrestling X is headed in that direction.
Okay, considering the fact that you guys have no licenses or anything like that, are you leaving it wide open with a solid create a wrestler, or do you have made up characters? Can you just give us the rundown on that?
Sure. Well, the first game is just a small roster of made-up characters, with the exception of one independent wrestler, Scotty Mack from Vancouver, who is always willing to help us pose for reference photos and show us moves and stuff when we needed help building the game. So as a thank you to him, we're throwing him in the game. But otherwise, it's all just made-up characters that we did ourselves. One of the big draws to the PC platform is we don't even have to give people a really deep create a wrestler feature in the game necessarily, because it's PC. We could literally just leave those directories wide open and people can come and, take all the textures, throw them in Photoshop, and they can create to their heart's content a lot quicker and easier than you could even in the last WWE game on Xbox, as far as creating their own content. So that's one of the pluses to being on PC, is that the mod community is going to have a way easier time taking our game, completely ripping it apart, and putting together something that maybe they prefer, and we're fine with that. We don't think we've got the next Mortal Kombat on our hands in terms of iconic characters by any means. So if people want to take our stuff, throw it in the trash, and fill it with their own characters, good on you. That's probably what I would do if I got the game myself.
Okay, what's your favorite facet of the game?
My favorite facet of the game is the gameplay, and it's kind of a vague kind of term, but what I really like about it is that we really try to make the game as easy and intuitive to play as possible. I think back to playing video games with my little brother, and it was almost like a badge of shame if you had to look at the instruction manual of the game to play it. You should be able to pick up a wrestling game, I think, and be able to have a match and have fun without getting frustrated or looking at the manual necessarily. Our game is really quite intuitive. One button generally does all the strikes, no matter if your opponent is standing up or lying down or whatever. One button generally does all the grappling, again, whether you're standing up or your opponent's in the turnbuckle or he's lying down. So it's really kind of easy to get your way around the game and have fun. You're not going to get frustrated wondering where the hell is the pin button, how the hell do I run, things like that. So that's what I'm really happy with. I mean, there's a long list of things I'm not happy with. I mean, of course, the game is not perfect, but I think we really, really stuck true to the idea of the game should be simple to learn.
Okay, you mentioned some of the things that, that you didn't like, that you said the game's not perfect. What's one thing you think that you'd change?
If I could change just one thing at this point, from personal preference, it would be basically the overall personality of the game. I mean, we originally picked our art style, and I think it was a bit too serious of an art style. We were going, kind of getting caught up, it's got to look as good as a WWE game, so we got to go for photorealism as well as we can, considering it's got to work on low-spec PCs. And, so we never worked anything in, like facial expressions or facial animations or anything, and we never really gave the characters themselves a whole lot of personality. So I think it's a bit bland. We recently had some brand new illustrations done by a really great artist named Jesse Justice, and he went and did portraits of all our characters in like a comic book style. And once I saw that, I was like, oh, that's exactly how I wished our game would look and feel, So I think, if I have one regret, it's that our game doesn't really have a lot of fun personality once you start playing the game. I think we kind of took ourselves a little too seriously at the beginning there.
Okay, watching some of the video online, it appears that, the characters can run upstairs almost, and they're in kind of this pro wrestling like training room or whatever. What was the reason behind that?
Oh, well, that just kind of fell into place. We originally did a prototype of the game where it was, standard generic kind of indie gymnasium kind of level. And we finished the prototype when we were, again, on hold while I raised more money to go in production. And one of the artists was just getting bored, kind of waiting. And he said, hey, do you mind if I kind of toy around with building a new level for the game while we wait? And we had some concept art done of this, what we call the Hammerlock Gym, which is the level you see now. And so one of the artists just kind of took that concept art and ran with it. And before you knew it, that became like our main sort of our level for the game, and it was kind of a happy accident, because I think that's one of the things that visually right off the bat sets our game apart a little bit, is that it's not in a generic like arena or anything. It's in this funky little warehouse with a balcony, so it's kind of neat.
Okay, you mentioned before the problems that you guys had with the development and stuff like that. Up to this point, how much has it cost to put the game in, to how much money has gone into producing this title?
Until this point, it's been about $500,000, which is not a lot of money for a, you know, decent sized video game, and budgets for most wrestling games these days are probably in the millions, but it's way more than we should have spent as an independent game developer. As you can see, a lot more money had been spent on art and whatnot, as opposed to actually coding a game and getting even a workable demo out. So a lot of money was spent, and it has to be earned back, but we don't have any really, you know, illusions of grandeur that our first little game is going to sell a million copies or anything. The whole idea is that, you know, we took that money, we learned how to build a wrestling game from scratch a couple different times, and armed with that knowledge, the money was well spent in that regard, because now, you know, how many game developers can build a hand-to-hand combat wrestling game from scratch these days? Probably not a lot. So we're in a good position, and if the first game does all right, then we'll be able to continue and eventually recoup our investment, hopefully not too long down the road.
Okay, for people that are looking for more information on the game, where can they go?
You can go to ProWrestlingX.com. There's some screenshots and media there, links to our YouTube channel and that, where you can see behind-the-scenes development videos. Facebook.com/ProWrestlingX is also a very active place where we discuss what's going on. And we post a newsletter every week as well that shows up on Facebook, or you can sign up to have it delivered to your email. And we've been doing it every week. We promised fans we would stay in touch, and we are up to newsletter number 480-something that we've been doing every week since we started this. So if there's one thing you can say about this project, is that fans always know what's going on, good or bad.